with an accent she hadn't heard in centuries. Atlantean. Turning in the direction it came from, she saw an extremely tall man sitting in an armchair with a black electric guitar in his lap. His hair was dyed a deep purple shade, and his eyes were a peculiar swirling silver color. Dressed as a human goth, he didn't look any older than his early 20s, but the aura of power that enveloped him set off every warning bell in her body. This wasn't a human being. This was an extremely powerful immortal. One who looked to be the complete polar opposite of the woman who smiled at him. And when he returned the smile to her, the look in his eyes said that Tori was his entire world. Gods, what she wouldn't give to have a man look at her like that. Tori moved to stand behind him with one hand on his shoulder. The god appeared relaxed, and yet Delphine had no doubt that if they made a single move he didn't like, he would snap them down to burnt toast in a heartbeat.
"What's up, Foe?"
he asked Phobos. Phobos laughed.
"Like you didn't know before I knock on the door."
He turned to indicate them.
"Delphine and,
Phobos hesitated on what he should call him.
"Jericho,"
Jericho said from between clenched teeth. Phobos didn't respond to the anger in his tone.
"Jericho and Delphine, meet Ash Parthenopaeus and his wife Soteria, Tori for short."
Delphine was surprised by the introduction, especially since she knew this wasn't the same Soteria from Olympus.
"You're named for the Greek goddess of safety."
Soteria's face lit up, then quickly turned into a concerned O.
"You're one of them, aren't you?"
"One of whom?" Delphine asked.
"Ash's,"
Tori made quotes in the air with her fingers,
"special friends. No one else ever knows who I'm named after. It's too obscure."
She looked down at her husband and shook her head.
"No wonder she knew Arik. Makes total sense now. Do all the Greek gods know each other?"
Ash laced his fingers with hers on his shoulder.
"Not always, and definitely not intimately. It's a rather large pantheon. Delphine is an honoroi, hence her acquaintance with your cousin Gary's husband. Jericho you would know better as the god Kratos."
Both of Tori's brows shot up.
"Prometheus Unbound Kratos?"
Ash nodded.
"Oh,"
Tori said slowly, looking Jericho up and down with a gaze of appreciation and fear.
"I'm sure you're still a very nice god, right?"
Jericho wasn't amused, but he wasn't about to pick a fight with her over it. He wasn't afraid of Ash, but he knew a god this powerful wouldn't be an easy one to fight. Win, lose, or draw, it would be bloody. And long. Tori looked down at Ash.
"Why are they here?"
"Noir is after them."
The fact that Asheron knew that without them having to tell him said it all about his powers. But it didn't answer Jericho's main question.
"Why would Jaden send us to you?"
Ash grinned roguishly.
"'Cause I'm a genuinely nice guy who plays a mean guitar."
Tori laughed.
"Spoken only by someone who doesn't know what a grump you are in the morning."
Unamused, Jericho gave them a droll stare.
"You know, that might be funny if the situation wasn't so dire. You do realize Noir could be here any minute."
Ash let go of Tori's hand to idly strum a chord as if he didn't have a care in the universe.
"No, he can't. I mean, yes, he could, in theory. But it would get bloody fast, and while he may or may not be stronger than I am, he won't take the repercussions of taking me on." "Why not?" "He might have the Galu, but I command the Karanti demons. If he wants a battle, I can give it to him, and in numbers that would ruin his best day."
Jericho was adequately impressed.
I thought the Caronte vanished with Atlantis. You were mistaken. They're alive and well and more than eager to feast on Galu meat. For that matter, there's an entire club of them here in town.
Jericho cocked one brow. Are you serious?
Like the grave.
For the first time, Jericho let out a relieved breath. Things were starting to look up for them. The Caronte were natural enemies to the Galu, and, best of all, they were immune to the Galu's bites. With them at their side, they at least stood a fighting chance. At least until Ash spoke again.
The other reason Jaden sent you to me, I'm training the Malachi.
Jericho couldn't have been more stunned had Ash stood up and hit him with the guitar.
Are you out of your mind? Why would you train an instrument of destruction?
Ash shrugged.
We all choose our destinies. Our birth doesn't dictate our future unless we allow it.
Jericho rolled his eyes at the laissez-faire attitude.
How naive can one god be?
Tori smiled indulgently.
Acheron is the harbinger for the Atlantean destroyer. Prophecy said he would be the one to destroy the world, and yet he's one of its fiercest protectors. Even though he was conceived to be the tool his mother would use for annihilation, he's never once given in to his destiny.
She looked down at him and shook her head.
And the gods know he's had more cause to wish the world to end than anyone else I know.
Acheron kissed her hand.
So you see, I know a thing or two about training a destroyer and teaching him to fight his natural urges. We're only in trouble if we leave the Malachi on his own and then Noir gets his hands on him.
Jericho still had his doubts about that.
So say you. You have no way of knowing if once he's trained he'll follow you or Noir.
True.
But then again, you're here when just a few hours ago you were willing to fight to the death at Noir's side.
The bastard betrayed and attacked me. No one turns me into a mindless supplicant.
He should have known better than to try. And I believe when the time comes, Nick will make the same decision. He might hate me, but he doesn't follow anyone too blindly.